We're talking with Dr. Kim Anderson, of course, our grain market economist out of Oklahoma State University. Kim, fairly frank comments to these producers today here at this annual Oklahoma Wheat Review. I mean, just flat out saying you don't see much opportunity to see rising wheat prices in the near term.
You look at what's going on with the other hard wheat-producing countries. You've got, of course, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, the Black Sea areas. Russia's production was less than expected. They're probably 50-55% harvested now. However, Ukraine is essentially finished harvesting over a billion bushel record crop, and that's offsetting the declines we had in Russia. Kazakhstan's coming in about what they do every year. So the Black Sea, which has 50% of your hard wheat exports around the world and 35% of total exports, are going to have more production this year to export. You look at what they did last year, they depleted their stocks. You know, with slightly higher production this year, their total exports will be about the same as last year. Then you look at the Argentina, you look at Australia, you look at Canada, those crops are coming in average about overall. And so if everything comes in like it's expected, and of course the Black Sea is the most important dealer, there's not much room for higher prices as I see the situation right now.
And for that guy that's still got a little bit of this 2019 crop sitting at home or in the local elevator, it sounds like it's time to go ahead and move it.
Well, if you look at that $3.60 to $3.70 price, it is really, really tough. If you're a really good producer, you've got $4.50 to $4.75 in variable costs, so you're looking at selling at a loss. It's hard to do that. But 10 of the last 11 years, you needed that wheat sold by the end of September. Now, I've been watching the markets, and the call options just haven't been a wise economic decision. However, the markets, the calls now, if you buy at the money, either these or March calls, you can buy that for about what it would cost you to store that wheat out to the November or for the March, the January, February time period. So I think the market's telling you they've got a strong basis, got a weak futures. It's saying buy to go ahead and sell the wheat because there's no carry in the market. And it's saying, hey, we're going to give you the opportunity if you want to own the wheat to come back in and buy calls. And you're not going to spend much more on that call than you would have to pay for storage if you would have maintained ownership. So I think the market's telling you sell it now and protect it on the board.
Obviously, and you're paying that cost up front, so there's no carry going forward if you go to a call.
That's right. Now, if you store the wheat, you can always pull the trigger on it September, October, November. When you're buying that call, you're essentially saying, well, I'm going to spend that storage cost, a D's call out to the end of November or a March call out to the end of February. You can still sell that call back at any point in time, or you can still use that call. But you give it up some flexibility there. You're investing, say, for that March call, 25 cents, that 25 cents history. And if you'd have stored it, you could have, 6 cents a month carry cost. You could have pulled it after 12 cents or 15, 18 cents or whatever. So, yeah, it's a different strategy. But to me, that's what the market's suggesting. You at least put the pencil to see if you want to do it.
I thought it was very interesting the last couple of weeks on your SunUp segment. You talked pretty frankly about trying to make the decision of what you need to do for that 2020 growing season, and it's not easy. I mean, you've got to make sure that you're producing wheat at the right cost before you pull the trigger.
Yeah, I think the producers, Oklahoma producers, wheat producers, really on the hard red winter wheat, have been pulling back on the acres planted, the acres harvested. The long-term research from two different major sources says that the average price over the next 10 years is going to be $5 a bushel in Oklahoma. So if you can't produce it for at least out-of-pocket costs for less than $5, you probably should look at alternative uses of that land. Now, I think you've just not only got to produce wheat, you got to produce a milling quality wheat. I think the market is dividing into you have your your low protein wheat, your low test weight wheat, that's feed wheat. I think a large percentage of the wheat we have in the bins, especially 18 wheat and back, is feed quality wheat, and it's got to move in the feed market. And we've seen our wheat prices move with the corn prices. If they're going down, our wheat prices are going down, and that means they're pricing our wheat right now as feed wheat. Right. So if you're going to produce in the future, you need to make sure you can produce it for less than $5 a bushel. You better make sure you got 60-pound test weight, and you better make sure you got 12 to 12.5% protein. If you can't do that, you probably ought to look at alternatives.
And to get that protein level right, and obviously Dr. Arnold and Dr. Carver both up there talking about the protein issue, you've got to be willing to invest some resources during the growing season.
If you're going to do something, you got to do it right. And I'm excited about the research that's being conducted at Oklahoma State University about timing inputs, the nitrogen, phosphorus, your different inputs to produce that product, timing, keeping costs low. You got to keep your costs down, your quality up, and it takes timing and good, solid management. And I'm excited about research and some of the new procedures and application timing that they're coming up with.
For a guy to plant this 2020 crop, is this the year you go just get on in there and try to get some wheat pasture and if you can get some grazing, then obviously a grain crop down the road as well. Is that probably the best strategy for a lot of these guys?
My philosophy is you're either a cattleman or you're a farmer. If you're a farmer, you're going to plant wheat. You're going to plant wheat to harvest. You're going to manage it to produce a milling quality product. You're going to get that protein premium. You're going to get that relatively high yield. You're going to have a low dockage, low form material product. If you're a cattleman, you're going to plant wheat. You're going to plant it for mostly forage. The harvest is going to be secondary. You're probably going to hopefully make money on your cattle. And then on that wheat you harvest, you're probably going to have higher dockage, you're probably going to have higher inform material, and you're going to have probably lower protein. So in my opinion, you're either a farmer or a cattleman. And you need to decide which one and where you're going to concentrate your efforts.